important for us is to avoid the victim mentality. It means that if we want to avoid victim mentality in such an atmosphere, it's important for us to think about how do we teach Islam to our children? How do we teach Islam and how do we speak about Islam in this society? This is a critical point. It might be that the way we talk about Islam, the way we are saying us versus them, the way we want to please them, could create, without us being aware of it, an inferiority complex. An inferiority complex is the starting point of your victim mentality. Be careful. Be careful with this, is how do we teach Islam to make it something which is, I feel good as a Muslim, I'm proud of my principles, without being or feeling that I have to please the people. And this understanding of self-respect, of confidence, self-confidence, is the way we should teach or understand Islam. And as I'm also saying this for our sisters. You are quite lucky in the States. We are not facing what some of your sisters are facing, for example, in France, when wearing the headscarf, it's a problem. We don't face this. But be careful, the pressure is there. And the pressure is always putting you in a situation where you are pushed to act to please the people. What is important is to understand that we are not here to please the people, but we are here to teach the people some of the principles and some of our values. So it's a sense of, I'm not here by accident, I have to give much more than to please. And by giving, the people are going to be pleased. The second thing which is important, in everything which is done by all these parties, and the Tea Party is doing exactly the same, if you get, you know, what is behind the way they are talking about the President Barack Obama as being a crypto-Muslim or not being a good Christian, is to say he's not one of us. And the second point is, one, to avoid victimization, and the second is to avoid accepting to be put on the margin, to be isolated from the society. This is exactly what they want, and some Muslims, unfortunately, they don't get it right. They are falling into the trap. They say, oh, the best way for us to remain Muslims is to isolate ourselves from the society. This is exactly what the Tea Parties and the neoconservatives want. They want you to feel isolated, and even to self-isolate yourself, to be self-segregating yourself from the society. And this is where you have really to do exactly the opposite of what the psychology would push you to do. Psychologically speaking, of course, when you are attacked, the best is to isolate yourself. I am not going to be involved in the society because they don't like me, because they don't want me. So I'm doing my job. I have my Islamic schools, I have my Islamic organizations, we are among ourselves, we are happy, and that's it. This is the wrong reaction. This is the natural reaction, but we know by our teaching that some things that are natural are not right. Violence is natural, is not good. Spirituality is to educate your nature to become spiritual. So we know that it's natural, but it's not good. So everything which is Islamic, everything which has to do with the Islamic spirituality means you have to educate yourself and to go against nature, to go for more spirituality. And now we come to what was said at the beginning of this evening. And then you get it right. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Think about that. Because we are repeating this, we have to fast. And fast is prescribed upon us the way it was prescribed to the nations and the religions before us. In fact, the last revelation is telling us, every one of us, you are doing and you should come close to God through fasting the way all the other religions were called when they had to do it. And in fact, for us, the final message is bringing us in the middle and reminding the people what we are doing is not only good for us, it's a good message for you. So it's the, exactly the opposite of accepting to be on the margin, is to understand Islam as the final message, helping the Muslims to understand that anything which is in their message is part of the other messages. And the fact that we are fasting, why do you think that all the religions, and by the way, not only Judaism, not only Christianity, all the spiritualities, they are all having as one of their prescriptions the fact that they have to fast. The Buddhist, the Hindu, they are all fasting. Why? Why is it so important in anything which has to do with our relationship to Allah, fast? Why? Because there is a message here. And this message is a spiritual message. Is you are not going to be a human being if you don't work on your heart, if you don't work on your body, if you don't work on your nature. Anything which has to do with Islam is a good human being is an educated human being. A good human being should be disciplined. A good human being shouldn't follow his instincts, shouldn't follow his desires. You have to master, you have to educate yourself. In the middle of the United States of America, the Muslim presence, and you are the community with fasting the norm. We are fasting, millions of Muslims are fasting, and you know the rates are huge. In some cities, between 80 to 90% of the Muslims who are fasting, they might not pray, but they fast. It's a message which is sending in the American consumerist society based on our desires, fashion, money, appearances, a message which is come back to the spiritual message. Come back to the spiritual message of Islam, it means come back to the spiritual message of humanity. Check yourself. Check yourself. Don't follow, you know, watch less TV during Ramadan. By the way, it's also good for the Muslim. Eat less. Think about what you are doing with your own body. In fact, our message, when you speak like this, you think that I can go outside and see what I'm saying to you now outside? Of course I can. Anyone, any human being is going to get it. I understand what you mean. I understand what it means to be the slave of my instincts and my desires. Of course I understand. I understand that they are keeping my money and getting my money with all this fashion and all these new technologies. I'm in jail. Islam is a message of liberation. And the starting point of liberation is the way you are with your heart, is the way you are with your body, is the way you are with your instincts. Let us as Muslims come back to this. This is the message that it's important to get outside. Because at the end of the day, if we are serious about as Muslims, we are having the same values. We are having the same principles. These are the same principles. Why is it that too many people are not hearing us? Not getting the very essence. You know why? Because we talk within. We are isolated. Too much isolated still. And yet, during the last 20 years, we are doing better and better and better. We have to carry on that. And to come with this understanding, the mainstream, but not the mainstream by going out and saying to the people, you know what? We are nice. We are non-violent. We love you. And these are words, and this is not visible. No, my main point, if we want to reconcile faith and citizenship, is to be serious about faith. It's to be serious about the way we speak about God. It's to be serious the way we speak about discipline. It's the way to be serious about the way we say, we got this. You know what? During Ramadan, it's the Shahru al-Qur'an, Unzila bihi al-Qur'an. It's the month during which the Qur'an was revealed. But what is this month? It's the month of Rahman, mercy and compassion. Towards whom? Look, our brothers was just here and trying to get some money out of you, talking about what? Talking about your mothers, and talking about your fathers, and talking about the love that you should get. In this society, the Muslim should be the driving force of anything which has to do with respecting the family, respecting the mothers, respecting the fathers. We should be serious about this. It's not social policy. Is spirituality, is the essence of our religion. No one, there is no one in this room who is going to enter paradise if she or he is not respecting her or his parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Why are you going? Why are you going? Don't you think that the Americans, they need this discourse? Do you think it's only for Muslims? That's not true. In some of our societies, even in the United States of America, you have people that are 90 years old and they are looking for someone from the family. He passed away there. Is there someone from the family? Because they don't know. Because the people, if you are older, if you are not working, you are useless. Useless for whom? For this society? For money, yes, you are useless for money. You are not useless for love. This is the message of Islam. This is why we have to be serious about faith. This is what we are, you should be serious about this. And to be serious about this, if to talk about it with it, in our society, in our communities, in our organization, in our mosques, is to come back to these priorities in the way we are. You know, many people in the United States of America, they think that we have a problem with women. And you know what? They are right. They are right. Islam has no problem with women. We have a problem with women. But Islam has no problem with women. And the problem is that we have to be serious about this. Islam is telling you, you have no right to have mosques for you and not for your sisters. You have no right to have education for men and not for women. You have no right to have entertainment for men and not for women. Who told you that you have good time for men and not for women? Who told you that you can give precedence to your boys and not to your daughters? While now the statistics are going against anything which has to do with the cultural influence. When our daughters are getting educated, they are doing better than men. Get it. Get it. Get it. Our future is to rely on our sisters and our daughters. And this is the message. That what we want is not liberation without principles for women. It's liberation and autonomy with principles, modesty, and dignity. This is what we want. We want a new way to be. Free, not free to follow fashion, but free to be educated and proud to be a Muslim believer. This is what we should be as Muslims. If we are serious about faith, let us come again to the center and use Ramadan as a school, as a way where we show to the people, yes, we are fasting, but you know why we are fasting? Because we are in the middle of the American culture. And our objective is to take everything which is good in this culture, but to reform it for the better. We don't want to be slaves of fashion. We want to be subject of history, which is completely different. Which is completely different. This is what it means to be a Muslim. This is what it means to be inside. And then, when we get this spiritual message, and once again, what was said this just before me, it's so important about the centrality of love in our message. I remember my father, rahimahullah, and every time I come to the States, by the way, I'm very close to him. There is something which, for a long time, in what he was, by the way, he was very close to the African American Muslims from the very beginning. And I remember that he wrote a very short article saying Dawatun al-Hub, because this is what he got from his teacher, his spiritual teacher, Hassan al-Banna. Sanuqatilu al-Nas bil-Hub. Sanuqatilu al-Nas bil-Hub, meaning the people are going to attack us, our answer will be love. You don't like me, and I'm trying to like you because I think that you can be better than what you are doing with yourself. I trust your being more than your behavior. This is the way we should be in this country. This is the way you should understand the essence of our message. Why? Because at the end, this is what is giving us. You know, in one of the books, The Western Muslims and the Future of Islam, I'm advocating the fact that we need ethics of citizenship. Ethics of citizenship is vital to our commitment to citizenship in a country. And ethics of citizenship means that we come with all this background, all what I'm talking about here, the relationship with Allah, Rabbaniya, this love, this discipline, this spirituality, understand why we are fasting, why we are praying, our mosques. You know, you should enter the mosque for God and for yourself, but you should get out of the mosque for Allah and for them. You enter for yourself, you purify yourself, تزكيه النفس ليزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمه. This is why he sent the messenger, the Prophet ليزكيكم, to purify yourself, and then يعلمكم الكتاب والحكمه. يعلمكم الكتاب, the Quran, والحكمه, السنه الرسول عليه الصلاه والسلام. And then you change the world. But the mosque should be places where there is light, there is, you know, hospitality. Come, we have nothing to hide. This is where we are, this is who we are. A mosque should be at the center of all our activities. And come, there is nothing that you can come and speak with us, speak to us, and come to listen to what you... This should be open spaces. Not places where the people think that behind the walls the Muslims are complotting, plotting against the country. And then with this ethics of citizenship, we start with something. You know, one of the first books that I wrote about Muslims in secular societies, the subtitle was quite clear. And the people at the beginning didn't get it. It's Duties and Rights of Muslims in Secular Society. Duties first. Ethics of citizenship is to start with our duty. And this is our relationship with Allah. Our ethics that is coming from our faith is always to understand that we get it right. We know that we have duties towards the society. Towards Allah, our duties are clear, but towards the society, it's quite important here to understand our duties as citizens. And this is what I mean by ethics of citizenship, in the name of our faith. That we're not only here sitting and asking for our rights, we know that we are going to ask for our rights, but we know our duties in a society. Whatever we are, whatever you can say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, whatever you can be a believer, you know that your life should be based on duties towards the connectivity, towards the community in the society. What are the principles of our duties? The first is something which is important. You know, in another book I'm speaking about the three L's that are necessary for Muslims. And we are in a country, the first L is to abide by the law of the country. And we don't have a problem with the American law. Even though they want to change the law, we are going to work within the law. And the law, we abide by the law, because the Prophet Islam told us in Muslim and the Shulukihim that we agree and we accept. We have an agreement, tacit and explicit, with the country. This is our country, we abide by the law. As long as the law are not imposing onto us to do something which is against our conscience, we abide by the law. We don't have a problem. The second, which is very important, you are not going to be a citizen. You know, we have an inferiority complex when it comes to, very often when I see some scholars, the Muslim community is very impressed, and especially in countries where the people don't speak Arabic, by people speaking Arabic. When you start speaking Arabic, oh, mashallah. So it's not because you speak Arabic that you are a good Muslim. All the people who speak Arabic know that. You know that, you know, the Arabs, they might have a problem. They speak Arabic, but that doesn't mean that they understand. Okay, anyway, what I mean by this, I don't want to have problems with the Arabs. I love you. Anyway, I'm one of you, even though I'm Swiss and Egyptian by memory. In this country, you need to get a good command of English. There is no free citizenship if you don't get it. And in our mosque, we are not speaking English. We need to have, by the way, it's good to get a very good level of Arabic to get the meaning of the Quran. There is no doubt about this. But when we are delivering the hotel, the service, when we are talking, why do you think? Do you think that we speak English to please the people? No. It's to get it right. You need to get a deep understanding of your religion in your language to feel good, because there is nothing wrong. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم. We don't have a problem with the pluralistic dimension of this society. We want to speak English. We want to speak all the languages of the world, because these are signs of Allah's presence. We don't have a problem with languages. So when you are in the States, we need to get the highest level of English, because this is the way you are going to be free. Free citizenship is based on your language. If you have a good comment, you can respond. The problem that we have very often is that we don't insist. We are not focusing on that, as if it was a secondary issue. It's not. Free citizenship is also based on language. You know the language, you have the power to express. So language is important, that we have to focus on this. And the third dimension is to be loyal to the country, that you want the best for the country. How are you going to do this? When I look and I listen to all the activity, serving the poor people, Muslims and people of other faiths, serving the and being very caring about the elder people in this country, while everything is perceived as useless because they are not active, we care about them. So the poor, women, violence, domestic violence, all these problems are also part of what we are caring about as Muslims. So this is our duty, to participate for a Muslim when it is said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ آمَنُوا, it's your faith, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ is the way you act as a citizen. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, a salihat in this society is to care about all the people that could be marginalized in this economy, on the job market. You have to be the driving force in this country against racism, not to promote a new kind of racism among Muslims, that the Arabs are not very happy with the Pakistani, who are not very happy with the African-American, who are not very happy with the Latinos. What's that? What is this new Islam that we have? That is based on one Islam, many cultures, and in our respective cultures, we don't talk to each other. That's not the way. We have to be the driving force in this country against anything which has to do with xenophobia and racism. The driving force, Muslims should stand against racism for the poor people, for the women's rights. Why aren't we at the forefront of anything which has to do with when a woman